Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, when you think someone is disciplining their child in a public way that is unhealthy, do you step in even if you don't know this person? Or do you just step back and go, not my monkey, not my circus?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to step in. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted parents to call. And I want this to be funny, not sad. We're not talking about, like, any type of abuse here. It's just, as a parent of a young child, you can get to certain levels of frustration, especially when your child's not listening in public, because there's an added layer of embarrassment and shame, and, you know, people, you know, you feel like all these judgy eyes are looking at you. So you may or may not say something that's a little out of character in order to get your child to walk the line.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what happened. And we overheard this mom say something to her daughter, and we were not going to intervene at all, because as soon as she said it, the daughter, like, listened to her.
So what exactly are you looking for them to call in?
Yeah, so I'm looking for, like, funny instances of disciplining kids in public. Like, the things parents have said that have made you laugh. Now, we laughed, and then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, maybe that was bad, but it was funny. But was it bad?
1-855-PERT-SHOW.
But that's the problem with parenting. Like, there's this huge spectrum of what somebody finds appropriate and what another person finds inappropriate.
That's why I just stopped doing it.
The parenting thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because, like, you know, was it inappropriate? I don't know. Maybe. But was it funny? Yes. Should have been. Okay. Now I'm all, like, in my feels about it. And I don't know if I should even be, like, mentioning this or laughing about it. But it was so funny in the moment. So we were at a slime institute, right?
A slime institute.
Everybody has one of those.
Yeah, been there.
We were at Slumu, the slime institute. And y'all, this place was so cool. We had such a blast. We were there for 2 hours with the kids. And after you're there for a while, one of the very last stops is the slime lake, like Slumu Lake, where you can actually, like, walk on slime. And they have, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Only Jesus can do that.
And apparently 4-year-olds. So, and they had, like, these pool noodles that the boys were sparring with and stuff like that. And it was cute. And so we're at Slough Lake, and the kids have to take their shoes off, wipe their feet. It's very sanitary. And this one mom was trying to get her daughter's attention, and she's like, it's time to go. But you pull one of the coolest features at the very end. Like, nobody's going to want to leave this, like, slime lake. You know what I mean? And she can't. The funny thing is, the kid's standing in the middle of the lake, and the mom can't get to the kid because mom has shoes on, and you can't go in the lake with your shoes, right?
She doesn't want to take her shoes off.
No.
Janky toes.
No, not just that. But she's like, and she's got another kid, so she's trying, like, all toddlers are terrorists, so she's trying to negotiate with the terrorists to get out of this slime lake, right? And then she finally is able, like, to grab a hold of her as she's running through it, and she goes, don't make me jack you up in front of everybody. And we're just sitting there on the steps, and my friend looked at me and he goes, did she just say what I think she said? And I was like, oh, yes, she did. He goes, did she just say, don't make me jack you up in front of everybody? And I go, yes, she did. And then they were on their merry way.
Are there lifeguard stands and stuff at Slumu Lake?
No, there was staff. Yes, there was staff. There was staff there. I don't know if you call them slime lifeguards, but they were there.
Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi there. This wasn't my kids, but I heard somebody say in a grocery store, you keep that up and you're going to be that smell in the attic.
Oh! Hey,
yo.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Not playing.
Were they young enough not to understand that comment, and that was more for the adult than the kids?
No, they understood it.
Oh, okay.
Loud and clear.
They giggled, so they knew it wasn't fun.
I mean, yeah, so long as it's, like, flying over there. Their head. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a thing where I walk by my husband, and it's funny. I cornhole him Do you know what that means?
Is that
when you stick your finger in his butt or something?
Yeah.
I do that. We call it an oil change in our house.
Okay. So, well, my youngest learned that and was doing it to my son in the Walmart aisle.
Oh.
And kept doing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I would have to yell out, don't cornhole your brother. He's just swatting her away, you know, and trying to look at his Pokemon cards. And he's just like, stop cornholing me. And I'm like, don't cornhole your brother.
Cornholing is for the privacy of our own home.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen in public. Walmart is where you're going to see it.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Hodo. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. I love you so much. I listen to you guys every morning. I am a mom of three. And when I tell you, as soon as I look my kids directly in the eyes and tell them it's time to visit in the bathroom, everybody walks a straight line because they know what that means. Bathroom, privacy, my hands.
Okay. Oh. All right. So that means you're going to get it. I just got to do it out of eyesight of the public.
Bingo.
Okay. That's a smart mom right there. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.